there are many reasons why I sometimes have to look at myself and think I'm one of the most blessed people in the world. But one of those reasons is the community that the Lord has drawn to my side that I'm part of. I'm just one of the luckiest people on the face of the earth. Not only do I have this incredible family that gives me the impression they love me, and even when we're with our children, they really seem to go out of their way to say they love having us around, and they're always talking about why don't we move to where they are. But I've got some deep friends. We meet every other week. We have prayer together. We talk. It really encourages my soul. And then there's this whole family of people that are part of what's called Healing Care Ministries. You know, Healing Care is this ministry where we seek to equip people to position the broken for healing. We want to empower folks to have a deeper walk with Jesus. And then we have these encountering sessions where we can go on retreats with people and help them meet the Lord and get counseling and spiritual direction and coaching. And that's all part of Healing Care. But what's really exciting for me is the family that makes up Healing Care. It's, as the Lord said to me once, one of the greatest treasures of this entire ministry. So I just got back from Canada. I was doing a four-day seminar there, a seminar on formational prayer. And I don't know, we had 60 or 70 folks that were willing to spend 4 days in this intense training. But I had also another 20 people who came there just to serve as caregivers. These are highly gifted people. Some of them have their doctorates. And yet wherever we go, they want to be there. And every time we're together, and I hear it over and over again, someone says, I'm at my best when we're together. I'm at my best when we're together. I love that. I feel the same way, frankly. When that community is around me and we're doing a seminar and everybody's doing their part, it feels like the body of Christ. And I think that's something that God wants us to begin to experience, that when we're deeply connected to one another, we can be at our best. As long as we're people that are secure in our identity and we're on a journey of healing, there's something about community that really welcomes that true self right to the surface. And we can begin to experience what it is to be the person God called us to be. And, you know, we've talked about this before, but it seems that neurobiology is already talking about this at length, not only the work of Daniel Siegel in his classic book, The Mind, but also the writings of Kurt Thompson. These guys are talking about the fact that we're at our best when brains connect. In essence, there's no such thing as a fully functioning, healthy individual brain. If we're going to be healthy and fully functioning, it's when we're connected to other people and how important that is to the Christian life. Okay, now this series is Walking the Way of Jesus, the way Jesus walked the way. And it is unquestionable, but that Jesus walked the way in community. Yeah, he had his private life, he had his private times, but so much of the ministry of Jesus is about his connection with other people. And while, yes, we can call them his followers, they were beyond followers for Jesus. He says, I no longer call you servants, I call you friends. They became part of the way he did ministry, having these people at his side, not only pouring into them, but I think there was a degree to which Jesus drew from them in their support. Look, you go to Scripture, what do you find? There's these three special, it seems like they were extra special, Peter, James, and John. They were really close to Jesus. They come up a lot in the story of Christ. Jesus took them with him when he went off to spend time alone, wrestling with God. But then there was the 12, and you see very intimate moments with the 12, Jesus investing in them. And then the Bible talks about 70 here and 120 there and 500 here. And then it talks about these great crowds. It's like Jesus had these concentric circles growing outward of relationships. And they served different levels of community for his own life. It was one of the ways he expressed care, and I think it's one of the ways he received love. I think this is very important for us to recognize that the Lord was very committed to this idea that we don't make this journey alone. And I understand loneliness, and I understand that often wounding sends us into isolation, but as Christians, it never works that way. Christ is the head of the church. The church is a body of believers that gather together, not only the church connected across time and across the world, but those called out men and women that are part of our community, whether it's from the crowd down to the more intimate select few. We need to be a people of community. Now, Jesus emphasizes this. He talks about where two or three are gathered, there I am in their midst. I know we talk a lot about a personal relationship with Christ, and I've even heard people say, if I was the only sinner, Jesus would have come just for me. That's highly individualistic. It plays right into the hand of what it means to be, you know, part of the American culture. But I mean to tell you, that is not the culture in which Christ was living or that Christ called us to. I mean, he's part of a Jewish culture, part of the Israelite nation. And boy, they understood each other in relationship to one another. The individual Israelite was part of a family. That family was part of a clan. That clan was part of a tribe. That tribe was part of a nation. And they realized that there is a connection in community that is very, very important. Boy, unfortunately, in our day, even family communities, we're off finding jobs and we can separate by not just time zones, but by continents. When I grew up, it wasn't true. I grew up in a community where my great-grandfather came and he had 8 children, and those 8 children got married, and they all had children, and they populated this entire little area of Venetia and Finleyville, and I could hardly go down the street without seeing a relative. And to be honest with you, it was something about that that gave me value. If I'm walking down the street and all of a sudden Uncle Charlie would pull up in his truck, ask me if I wanted a ride, I could jump in, stop at their homes, hunt on their farms. There was something powerful about that. And that's what Jesus is alluding to when he says, where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst. Community is the way the Israelites did culture. And then there's, of course, the statement where Jesus said that we will be known as his followers because of our love for one another. Again, that we're part of this community. You've heard me mention before the whole idea that we need an outward journey of community with one another. Paul, boy, he talks about one another's all over the place. And what are there? I think once there's over 50 or 60 different one another statements that are part of the Bible. Ephesians 4 alone, Paul says, I urge you to maintain unity. And Peter, of course, he warned us, be careful of the evil one, because he's like a lion who prowls around seeking to divide us. I sometimes wonder if we as Christians aren't supposed to sit and think, who have I allowed the evil one to divide me from? Through some offense that I've picked up or some unwillingness to give forgiveness, who have I allowed the evil one to separate me from, because that's his strategy. That is never God's strategy. He wants us to understand that we're part of a community and that that community is foundational to Christian growth, but not only Christian growth, to health and to ministry. Do you know, look, we're not going to reach the world on our own, but if we're connected to one another, we can. We can't carry all the burdens of this world by ourselves, but if we're connected, we can do more. Who are you connected with? This is a very, very important conversation to be having about the way of Jesus. You look at the story of Jesus and you're not seeing a biography that he wrote about how much alone time he spent. Yeah, there was alone time, but his story is about his interactions with people and the community that he gathered around him and how that community then picked up the idea of being in relationship, but also of moving forward to touch this world. This is very important to us. The way of Jesus is the way of community. Who's your community? You know, I think we have to be careful because it's easy to have a false intimacy. What I mean by that is that we can be part of a crowd, but never know anybody at a deep level. Or not only false intimacy, there's codependency, building relationships because there's something about them that will I need for them to, for me to be more healthy. That's not real connection, but connection is what Christ is after. I want to encourage you. I'm sure I've done it before. Read the book Safest Place on Earth by Larry Crabb. Read the book Connecting by Larry Crabb. Read the book Community 101 by Gilbert Balzikian. These books talk about how important it is that we understand our place in a greater community, that we is really more important than me. And I'll be honest with you, when I'm struggling or I'm hurting, I tend to isolate into me, and that's when I need the we all the more. But I've grown to appreciate the fact that I go to do a seminar, there are people that show up, they ask me, what can I do for you? They're there to support, they're there to serve, and then I need to be supporting and serving them. I love it when all of a sudden there's an email, somebody writes, how are you doing? You are on my mind, I've been praying for you. I'm part of a community. That's what Paul was emphasizing in 1 Corinthians when he said, you are connected with other Christians, even across time. We got to be careful. Sometimes in our busyness and in our woundedness and in our insecurity, we can isolate. And God doesn't want us isolating. He wants us drawing deeper into a deeper connection with people at the deepest part of who they are. This is one of the definitions that Crabb gives that I love, that he says disconnection is the fact that individuals are living without a deep connection at the true sense of who they are. They're not connected to other people there. We need to be connected to other people there, even in the idiosyncrasies and the weakness of our life. This journey is important to make with other people. The way of Jesus is the way of community, like it or not. We're going to bump against each other. We're going to say things that bother each other. We are not easily matched with each other all the time. And yet, if we stay with it and we commit to link arms, and as Zephaniah says, we minister shoulder to shoulder, all of a sudden we find that this relationship that we have in community draws something out of us that's very, very important. It saddens my heart when I go to a seminar and I hear people talk about how lonely they are. Well, you know, that is true. Many people are lonely. Part of that loneliness, though, comes from isolation. It comes from woundedness. And now that there's a new geography where we have the internet and Zoom and we have telephones, even though they're not the same thing, there are at least some way in which we can reach out and connect to somebody. I have a good friend. His name is Larry Persons. He's ministering in Thailand. Recently, he sent me a note. Can we just connect? It was the greatest thing. Even though he wasn't there face-to-face, I was able to be with him on the internet. We were able to talk, and I left. Yeah, he's important to me. We need to be spending time. Jesus was always relating in community. We need to do the same. And if we do, we will find a new strength. We'll also find that, again, we're better together than we are alone. Will you think about that? Reach out today to your community. Let them know you care. I want to end by reminding you that we have a lot of resources on our website, terrywardle.org. There's also a Facebook page. And if you will, share with some folks about Sling Stones. I want to get that word out there so that anybody that could use one of these little insights might have them available to them. Hey, God bless you. The Lord loves you. Until we're together again.